Welcome to Above and Below, a Salt Life podcast, where we're going to be exploring above and below the surface. We'll take in a deep dive into the world of fishing, diving, and surfing. Every week, we're going to sit down with experts to learn more about them and get their freshest, hottest takes on all things salty. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Above and Below, a Salt Life podcast. I am your host, Kieran Anderson, and today we have Colby Pickett on with us. Colby, how are you?
Dude, I'm so good, Kieran. Thank you so much for having me. I'm stoked.
Absolutely. All right. So the first thing that we got to do on these podcasts, give us a little down and dirty. Where are you from? What you do, your hobbies, and how long you've been a part of Salt Life?
Okay. So like Kieran said, my name's Colby. I'm originally from the panhandle of Florida. I'm going to give it a shout out. You probably have never heard of it. It's called Wakulla. Just like super podunk. We're known for oysters and football players. That's like honestly kind of it. So because of that, I've been involved with Salt Life since I was like five. My dad came home wearing a super sick Salt Life t-shirt and I was like, oh dad, I want one too. And then next thing you know, first car I got, I put the Salt Life sticker on it. We had Salt Life stickers on our coolers, on our golf carts, like that kind of town kind of thing. And then when I grew up, I had a big dream of moving to the big city. So I moved to Jacksonville, Florida, which a lot of people tell me it's not the big city, but compared to where I grew up, it's a pretty freaking big city. So Kieran, I moved here and I went to university, studied communications and broadcasting with the intention of going into radio. And then I was like, dude, bump Florida, I'm moving to Hawaii. So I moved to Hawaii, worked at some of the radio stations there, and realized island life is not for me. Like, I'm definitely a small town, hometown kind of girl.
You got the island fever.
Dude, I definitely did. And then I miss my family. Like, family's the most important thing to me. And yeah, you're on an island. So I moved back here to Jacksonville. Was able to transfer radio stations. So now I work for a company called Jacksonville Radio. We're a cluster of five local radio stations where I get to, I basically tell people I get paid to talk. I host a morning show.
That's so sick.
I do traffic reports and commercials and stuff. So it feels pretty awesome to like be on this side of the mic, like getting interviewed, you know?
Yeah.
And then hobbies wise, you ask Kieran, I mean, anything salty, like, to be honest. I grew up like fishing. So I love fishing. I love spearfishing. I like to dive. Over the past 2 years, I've like really gotten into hunting. So I just, I got my first deer this season. So I was really stoked on that.
No way.
I'm very proud. I'm very proud. And then, I mean, when I moved from the panhandle, I moved to the Atlantic and I was like, man, like, I don't have property to hunt here. I don't have a boat. I don't have the finances for a boat. So I need to find like another hobby. So when I moved to the Atlantic, I found surfing and just fell in love with surfing. So when I'm on the Atlantic, I get to surf a lot. And then when I go back home to the panhandle, that's when I really get to like fish and dive and hunt and do all that. And then I like to collect seashells and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's epic. Dude, that's so fun. I feel like there's so much stuff to do in Florida. Like, it is,
oh, yeah.
I don't know, like the West Coast obviously is like a good epicenter for like surfing and the waves are definitely more consistent and fishing's good. But I feel like Florida is like such a special place. I don't know. I love Florida.
You
it's
do?
It's so amazing there. Yeah, love it.
Okay. That makes me feel good. I mean, I've been able to travel and go to other places, but there's nowhere like home, first of all. And I don't think I will ever move out of Florida. And it's crazy, like the further north you go in Florida, the more southern you get. And so like I have like my whole family's here. That makes a really big difference. And I just love like that old southern lifestyle of like you pull up to the boat ramp and it's like, oh, what'd you get, you know? And like everybody knows everybody. I really love that. And I feel like Florida definitely has that.
Yeah, everybody's so nice. You're 100% yeah. Right too, like that more like southern feel, like Pensacola or like places,
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
And then I feel like you go to like Cocoa Beach and kind of reminds you more of like fast-paced Venice Beach or something. I don't know, it's weird. Like
There's so many different opportunities and places in Florida.
Yeah, and I love what you said, Kieran, like these other fast places, and like when you're in the South, everything's just super slow, and I like to live slowly. And I think like Florida really caters to that lifestyle.
Oh, absolutely. So, you're leading all girls surf trips, right?
Yeah. So
let's get into this.
All right, cool. So first, to get into that, I mean, I grew up, like I was sharing with you, Kieran, I grew up in like a really small podunk town, you know, like our hunting, we spent money on like, we lived in the country and then we had a house at the beach. And so growing up every weekend, we would go to the beach house. And my family, like my family never traveled. And so what my family would say is, we have a beach house, why do we need to travel? So I did not grow up traveling, but I can tell you all about my hometown kind of thing. And so I got involved with this organization called Christian Surfers when I was in college. I started to surf, and I was a barista at a local coffee shop, and this regular invited me and my now husband, but he's my boyfriend at the time. They invited us to go to just some of their events. It was like a bonfire on the beach. And they just talked about how they surf all over the world, and they give back to the communities that they surf in. It's like this super sick organization that is in like 48 different countries now. It started in the 80s, like super well established. And so I just started volunteering with them, because again, like I have a career like in radio. And then opportunities arose where I was given the chance to work for them. And I was like, no, I have a job, you know? But it was super awesome where I can work in radio full time and I can work for Christian Surfers full time. And so what this role looks like is I'm the East Coast Girls representative. And Kieran, I promise I'm going to answer your question about like leading surfers.
No, you're good. I like it. I'm getting the whole rundown. Okay. I like it.
Okay, cool. But I'm not just like some chick that like lead surf trips, basically. But so I was given this role where from New England to South Florida is my territory, with the heart and the intention of just pouring into girls in the surf community. And I think like I grew up with three brothers. I have never really felt outnumbered with men, because that's just kind of been my whole life. Like I thought everybody was kind of in those situations. But then I was talking about like hunting is male dominant. I feel like fishing is male dominant and surfing is male dominant. So I'm like, oh, okay, it's just one more sport. I don't really care. But as I got more involved with surfing, I noticed that there's definitely like a lack of women in the water. And so with Christian Surfers, they wanted there to be like a head lead. So say you come in and you join Christian Surfers, they wanted to make sure that there's a female in the environment that can just like really love on you and really take care of you, and really just like disciple and pour into you. And so obviously I cannot do that for the whole East Coast. And so what my job is to just kind of be a torchbearer and make sure that there are girls in place along the East Coast. And then I pour into those select girls so that they can then pour into the girls in their surf communities, like Cocoa Beach, like Maine, like even New Jersey. And so just making sure that those areas are being touched, and that there's just like a strong female lead in the water, that these other girls can come to. And so that's kind of like an overview, Kieran, of what my job is. And then this is where the leading surf trips come in, because like, that's awesome. But there's something even cooler, Kieran, that happens when a group of 20 girls go to another country, surf their brains out, serve their brains out, and get to know one another. And that's where like leading surf trips comes into this position with Christian Surfers.
That's so sick too, because not only does it give you the opportunity to go hang out with these girls and learn together and evolve your relationship with Christian Surfers and everything, but like you get to go travel and teach other girls how important it is to like just go and be a part of the surf community.
Yeah, Kieran, and it's like I was very insecure with this position, because I mean, I didn't really traveled much, you know, like where I had grown up, like people don't travel, you know? And so it was when I learned that that was kind of part of the job, I was really scared. And I'm like, no. And now I'm in charge of like 20 girls. Dude, you got the wrong person. And so that was like, while I'm pouring into these girls and teaching them, like, shoot, I was learning how to do it too. It was kind of the blind leading the blind at first. I'll be super honest with that. Yeah.
So where have you got to travel to? Didn't you guys do like a Nicaragua trip recently or something? Or
yeah. So, oh my gosh. So Nicaragua, that was Christian Surfers' first ever all girls surf and serve. And how Christian Surfers runs their trips, I'll just kind of give you like a breakdown of what the day looks like. So wherever we go, we're going there for about a week. And you wake up in the morning, probably like 5 a.m., you surf your brains out for like 3 hours, you come back, you have awesome breakfast, and then there's usually, whether it's like a youth program or church, or like locals, you're either like building something, we've been able to like rebuild a playground, we've been able to put plumbing into someone's house, like all of these different things. So you surf, and then you serve in whatever capacity the community needs you to serve in, and then you have lunch. And then you surf, and then you come back and you have a bonfire, and there's like a devotional and like a worship, and then you go to bed. And then that's kind of what you do for 7 days. So we chose to do Nicaragua because there is a lot of service opportunities there, and Christian Surfers has a ton of connections there. And so I just joined staff in, I think it was November, and they were like, all right, Colby, like, pray about it. Where do you want to go? Hint, hint, I think you should go to Nicaragua. And I was like, okay, never been there before. And so we didn't know what kind of traction we were gonna get, like it being the first ever all girls trip, to the point where we had to cap it at 25 because applications kept coming in. Yeah, which was like, oh shoot, there's a need for this, you know? So we capped it at 25, and it was myself and then my boss's wife, who has traveled all over the world times 10, basically. So, it was a learning period for me, as a leader in the travel sense. And so this was in, I think it was 2021. So flights to Nicaragua were stupid expensive. Because like, you know, after 2020, some pilots weren't flying certain places. So I'm just going to like give you a visual, Kieran, of what this trip kind of looked like right out the gate. So we had to fly into Costa Rica because it was like, dude, it was like $800 cheaper. So we flew into Costa Rica, got dropped off at the border in pouring rain, had to walk across the border. And so if you can just imagine 25 girls, these are girls in like high school and in college. So we had girls between 15 and 30, and my mom came, which was super sick. But so we had 25 girls, and you just look and it's dumping rain, and we're just all carrying luggage and our board bags across the border from Costa Rica to Nicaragua. And so that's when I was like, dude, these girls are awesome. Like, no one's complaining. Everyone's trucking. Everyone's just so stoked. And when I say there's something that happens, one, when you go out of the country and you're kind of put in uncomfortable situations, and two, when you're around a ton of females that are also in those situations, it's like super cliche. Like, it's either gonna make you or break you. But I felt like it was like this really awesome character and like resilient building moment for all these girls. And that was like, dude, we've been out of the country for 30 minutes and they're thrown into this situation.
Yeah, traveling, I feel like it's your role right now is so important because like you're saying, there's 15-year-olds going on these trips. Like, luckily, like for me, I've got to travel around the world like a lot. And to get thrown in those situations by yourself or with others where you're flying into another country, you're walking across the border, you have to figure out how to get somewhere. You have to figure out where you're going to stay or whatever it is. It's so empowering and it's so awesome. And it gives everybody confidence. Like, how much confidence does it put into those girls when you go on those trips?
Yeah, and Kieran, like I'm learning this confidence in this realm at, I was 25 at the time, at 25, and I'm like, dude, this is incredible that these girls at 15 are able to learn this confidence. Because like, yes, there's a target on your back as like a white female traveling to a third world country. Like, don't be stupid. But you can do it, and you can do it using wisdom. You know, like there's 25 of us. All right, so we're gonna be smart about it. But it's one of those things I kind of wish I knew about growing up, of like, Colby, you can travel out of the country. You can have a ton of fun, and then you can make a difference, and you can leave this place better than you left it. And it's really cool that that's just one of the things that we get to do within Christian Surfers, specifically in the female role. Because I don't know about you, but if I was like 15 and I wanted to go to Nicaragua as a girl, I probably wouldn't. But then we give them this opportunity where, hey, you can do it, and then you can eventually maybe do it by yourself.
When you go on these trips, are most of the girls like pretty good at surfing, or are there like a mixture of girls that maybe are learning how to surf and just want to be a part of this amazing thing? And like, you guys get over there and everybody pushes them into waves and stuff, or everybody, I mean, I feel like all the like mission trips or like surf trips that I've went on and like kind of like Christian Surfer stuff, I feel like there's such a good opportunity for people to come in. Let's talk about the girls for a sec, but specifically girls go on the surf trip and maybe they've never been on a surf trip in their whole entire life and they've just started surfing. Like, those are such good opportunities for these young girls to come in and learn and experience the surf culture and go do amazing things around Nicaragua or wherever you're going to, right? Like, you probably have all types of surfers coming to these trips.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Kieran. Man, I can touch on that in so many different aspects. I think like what's really cool about going on a surf and serve is that there are opportunities for everybody to shine. So like for me, I'm very, very confident in my speaking. And I can like, I have the ability to make everybody feel known and loved, but I don't really like hanging out with kids. I'll be super honest. And so there's this one surf trip when we went to Nicaragua. Her name was Callie, and she's she went to UF. She's an incredible surfer. And for this specific trip, we were doing a lot of help with the kids. So it was kind of like a summer camp with the kids. And so one of the days we were teaching the kids how to surf. And I'll be honest, like teaching people to surf is my least favorite thing in the world. I'm sorry, but it just like really, dude, it's so hard. And then you teach kids and then like they don't speak English and I don't really speak Spanish. But here's Callie, who has a heart of gold and loves children, doesn't know a lick of Spanish. And you just see her shine and you see her excel in teaching these kids how to surf. And so like, that's just one example of when you go on these surf trips, there's a spot for everybody to give their gift. And then like, we had another person, I'll use it as an example, my mom. My mom doesn't surf. Like, my mom grew up in Connecticut and now she lives in the boondocks. Like, she loves to be, she calls it a hood ornament on my dad's boat. Like, she loves to tan and read her book. But she came to Nicaragua because I asked if she wanted to. And my mom loves ministering and she loves loving on older women. And so there was a spot for her on that trip. When we were in Nicaragua, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it or not, Kieran, but there's this super sick break. It's called Lance's Left. And you can only get to it by boat. And so we had two boats. I mean, we got there super early because I get it. Like, it's not cool if a crew of like 20 people crowd a surf spot. I get it. Okay. And so we got to surf there. And this is just another example of like this girl named Gracie that was on the Nicaragua trip. And she's a full-time lifeguard. She's like the epitome of a water woman. And she's one of my best friends. And I had like this super gnarly accident in the water. And the first person I looked up to whenever my head came out of the water was Gracie. And Gracie paddled over to me, put me on her board. She got off the board and started kicking and brought me to the boat. And so there's like, again, all these opportunities for these women to shine in their giftings. Yes, in the water, like Gracie rips, Callie rips. And so some of these girls are really confident and really comfortable in their surfing abilities. And then honestly, some of them aren't as much, but they're very confident and they're very comfortable in their ability to serve and their ability to love. And I think that's what draws those non-surfers or maybe intermediate surfers to these surf and serve trips.
How amazing is that to make those connections with others like throughout the United States or wherever they're coming from? Like, I feel like that's a huge thing too, right? Because now you have those connections all throughout the United States of these awesome girls that now maybe you call someone and be like, hey, it's Colby. We went on a surf trip together. I was wondering if like you wanted to surf. I'm in wherever. I'm in New York. I'm like, whatever.
Dude, yeah. It's like, dude, it's insane. Like the networking, and part of me is used to that from that hometown feel of like, oh, whose property did you get to hunt on? Oh, this guy that does work for my dad, it's his uncle's property. You know, so there's like all these little connections. And I feel like the surf community like is pretty tight knit. Like once you're in, you're in. And then Kieran, I'm going to let you in on a secret. There's like a next level of tight knit community within the female surfers. So like to be able to be in that, I'm like, oh, bro, dude, this is so sick.
Totally. Yeah, it's so cool to see like how surfing is evolving too in all women's athletic stuff like WSL, and like they have the rising tides where like Chris Amore and all those girls go and they push girls into waves and stuff. And it's so empowering for these girls, and it puts so much confidence in these girls. Even look at the pipeline contest that just happened, the World Surfing. Like, that was the craziest heat I've ever seen. I've never seen girls surf pipeline like that. And they're giving these girls opportunities to go surf pipe and crush it. And like, it's insane. It's so cool to see. And they're getting so confident and they're getting so much better at surfing. And it just, you have that mindset when you go on surf trips like that and get to empower these girls and stick confidence in them. It makes them a better human being.
Yeah. And I think like exactly what you're saying. Honestly, I am 10 times more willing to try a turn or go for a wave that I'm not really sure I'm going to be able to make when there's a ton of girls in the lineup, because I know they have my back. And even if I freaking eat it, Kieran, I'm going to paddle back out to hoops and hollers. So I think like having girls in the lineup, it really changes the atmosphere. And like you said, it's like, all right, dude, I wouldn't normally drop in on this wave, but my girlfriend's freaking calling me in, so I got to. And dude, sometimes I make it, and then sometimes I don't, and it's totally fine if I don't make it. Whereas like, I don't know, surfing, if there's more guys in the lineup, I'm more intimidated, honestly, because I'm not as confident in my surfing as I am in maybe like hunting or fishing. So I'm less likely to honestly try to get better.
Yeah. What's been your favorite trip so far that you've got to go on?
I mean, there's so many. And after every trip, I'm like, nothing is going to top this trip. And then the next trip, it's different. You know, I will say that there was something really special about Nicaragua because it was my first time leading a surf trip. It was like, dude, I'll be honest, anything that could possibly go wrong on a freaking surf trip, like went wrong on that surf trip.
Like, those are the best surf trips though.
Dude, literally. So like, all right, I'll just give you a brief overview, but this was probably my favorite surf trip, Kieran. The airport lost my boards. So I'm on a freaking surf trip. I'm not surfing on my own boards. Three girls got COVID. So that was kind of a bummer. There was like this wave in Nicaragua, Lance's left. I was like frothing over surfing this wave, like for forever. As soon as I found out we were going to Nicaragua, I was like, dude, I'm leading this trip, so we're gonna surf lances. And so, Kieran, I got this like super sick wave, did I don't know how many turns on it. Like, I can hardly do turns here in Florida, but I did a ton of turns on this wave. And then I was paddling back out and this just like freight train of a set came through and I duck dove and I didn't duck dive deep enough. And my board was like ripped out of my hands and my leash broke.
Over
the falls. So I turn around and like I was saying about Lance's left, like you can only get to it by boat. So it's not like, oh, I'll just paddle in and I'll get my board. No, like I turn around and my board is getting smashed up against the rocks. Mind you, this is the surf session, the first surf session I got after getting my boards from the airport. And so it was just like one of those trips that like, dude, you just get pounded and pounded and pounded. Like our flights were delayed, flights got canceled. Like I planned it wrong and we went during rainy season. So some of the days we couldn't even surf, but there is like so much resilience that was created in me that trip formed. And I was like, dude, if I can handle Nicaragua and that garbage, I can handle any surf trip. So I'll say that trip, Kieran, because of like kind of the grit it created in me.
That's amazing. I've definitely had some pretty bad trips like that. But they're bad in the way of like, I've had those flight cancellations or like the first session at Puerto Escondido, I got hit in the lip and got knocked out in the water and I couldn't surf. But like stuff like that, like builds you up to be a better like surfer or somebody that like when you get injured or like you're on a really good surf trip, there's so many different roles that you can do in the surf community in general. Like, let's go build a soccer field for the kids, the local kids or whatever it is. Like, and it makes you kind of step back and realize there's way more to surfing than just being in the water. Like this, like you said, like the surf community is so tight.
Yeah. And I think like the heart of Christian surfers is like for not just surfers, but all surf communities. So maybe that's the mom that's like waking up for Dawn Patrol. She never steps foot in the water, but she loves watching her kids froth at sunrise, you know? And it's just super awesome to create a space for people like that to be a part of as well.
How can these girls get involved with these trips? Like, what do you guys have any plan coming up? And if so, where can they reach out to you or to Christian Surfers to get involved with these trips?
Dude, yeah, so I'm super stoked. We leave in 2 weeks to do another all-girls surf and serve in El Salvador. That's like,
nice.
If you're a surfer, I feel like you've surfed El Salvador, and if you haven't, don't. You won't like it. No, I'm just kidding. It's super awesome. And so that, unfortunately, since we're leaving in 2 weeks, is capped out. It's full. But we get to lead all girls surf and serves once a year. I mean, like I said, I do have a full-time job. And so they're not always stoked about me leaving to go surf, even if it's for another job. But the best way is, so you can literally just Google christiansurfers.com and there's a list of our trips. So they even have, if you're like, oh, well, I'm a guy, they have all guys trips. And then they also have co-ed trips. So El Salvador is something that we've created a really awesome relationship with, and we go there once a year. And then our hope is to meet maybe like wean off of like the full-time position at the station and be able to do a couple more trips, where like we have Peru on the radar because we have Christian Surfers girls there that like just want more girls to surf with, kind of thing. So Kieran, I would say like what most people say is just go to our website, christiansurfers.com. We have social media like everybody else, Christian Surfers on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. But we put out our trips. So like we're planning our trips for 2025 right now, and we'll put that list out in June. But there's still time to probably get on board for trips starting in May, since like we're getting close to like March and April, trips starting in May. And those aren't going to be all girls trips, but they are going to be some really awesome like surf and serve trips that, even if it's like co-ed, man, that was my first Christian Surfers trip, was a co-ed trip to the Dominican Republic. And I'd been to the Dominican once before, just in a total different atmosphere, in a different realm, and for different reasons. And it was really sick to like have Christian Surfers redeem that trip for me. And I was like, dude, I'd never go back to this country. And then it's like, oh my gosh, this is another home for me. We're going everywhere from like France to Indo to Mexico in 2024. So dude, check out the website. We have awesome trips coming up.
What about for the girls that maybe are in Jacksonville or around you that want to just be a part of the surf community and hang out with girls and stuff? Do you have social media, and do you mind if girls hit you up and just say, hey, I want to go surf with you and like hang out? Like, I feel like you're the type of person that wants to do that. So.
Dude. Yeah. Like I said, I have three brothers. Like, I've never had sisters, and I'll be honest, Kieran, I never wanted sisters. But after like meeting these awesome girls, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what like having a sister would have been like. Yeah. So yeah, my social media, I only have Instagram. I wasn't allowed to have Facebook growing up, so I still don't have Facebook. But my Instagram is Colby, C-O-L-B-I, Colby _ Pickett. P-I-C-K-E-T-T. And so, dude, I love surfing with other girls. I host a Christian Surfer Girls Bible Study. And dude, it's just, my heart is just to create an atmosphere that people want to be a part of, in and out of the water, dude. So, and I know what it feels like to get left out as a female, and dude, it sucks. And so I just want to say that there's always a seat at my table for you.
I love that. Colby, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about this. I feel like what you're doing right now is definitely needed in the surf community, especially for the girls. And like we were talking about earlier, like the whole surf industry right now is getting so much better for the girls. And it's so cool to see. And like the women are just crushing the tour, and it's insane to watch. It's like, I was literally tripping out when I was watching, like Molly Picklum got a 10, and I was like, oh my gosh, that was probably the best wave I've ever seen any girl in my whole entire life get at pipe. Yeah, I was just like, that was insane. But we're getting these opportunities to go travel, right? Let's go travel with Colby. Let's go to Nicaragua or El Salvador. Let's go on a boat trip to Indo. Like, there's so many opportunities out there. So for the girls listening in, go do it. It's so much fun to be a part of these trips and go experience that. It will put confidence in you, and it'll make you a better surfer too, and a better human being.
Dude, and then on top of that, you go, you do it, you learn, and shoot, you can be leading surf trips. You know, like, this isn't just something for me to be like, oh, come travel with me so I can lead your surf trips. Like, no, come learn, and then you go lead your own girl surf trips. You know, like, it doesn't have to stop with me. Like, dude, my goal is for other girls to be doing what I'm doing, because I can't do it all, you know? And so it's sick that I get to just have a little part of that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Colby. I appreciate it.
Dude, yeah. Thank you so much, Kieran.
Absolutely. Thanks everybody for listening in to today's podcast. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening in to Above and Below, a Salt Life podcast. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Real Salt Life. If you've enjoyed this episode, rate and review us on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast to help spread the word. And remember, stay salty.